Rav Hirsch's introduction to Alinu is absolutely fantastic. And it's crucial. It really is required reading as we go through the words of Alinu to prepare ourselves for Rosh Hashanah. And he says as follows, Alinu is one of the most significant portions of our order of prayers. In its first part, it proclaims a sharp contrast between our own concept of Hashem and our relationship with Him, and that of the other nations of mankind. In fact, just as an aside, the Rakeach points out this is why Yeshua composed it. When he enters into Eretz Yisrael, he sees the nations of Canaan, whose gods can't help them. He's able to draw that comparison, that contrast between the Sheva Amim, the nations of Canaan, and the one true God. The second part of the Tefillah, though, of Al Kein Nekalva, which was, by the way, was written by Achan, not by Yeshua, we cite our own concept of Hashem as the basis of our firm confidence that one day all the rest of mankind, too, will return and dedicate itself wholly and without reservation to the exclusive service of Hashem, the one sole God. We express the fervent hope that this day may come to pass soon, and may we see it with our own eyes. However, you should know, as far as we're concerned, this hoped-for return is not identical with mass conversion of all humanity to Judaism. What does Rav Hirsch call it? The coming of Mashiach, the awareness of Hashem, is no more than the conversion of all mankind to true humanity. We're not looking for all the nations of the world to be Jews. But we are looking for them to be human beings in the truest sense of the term. It merely means that all men will recognize Hashem, the one sole God, the only God in heaven above and earth below. And they'll honor Him by living a life of loyal obedience, not to the 613 mitzvahs. That's just for the Jewish people. But rather, to universal moral law, which we call Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach, which has been handed down in the Torah of Judaism for the rest of mankind to follow. This is our responsibility as Jews, is to have a universal approach. Torah is meant to be lived out on two levels. There's Torah for the Jews, that's Tariq Mitzvahs. There's Torah for the non-Jews, Sheva Mitzvahs. A basic awareness of Hashem, a basic moral code for all of humanity. That's what we yearn for, that's what we aspire to. To understand what it means to be a Jew, to understand that we have a unique position within the Bria, within humanity, within world society. The awesome privilege of that which is upon us. Unique circumstances in which we find ourselves. That is Alinu. That's how we sign off our davening. His words are so powerful. Words that need to penetrate our hearts, need to fill our minds. Our responsibility as Jews.